We'll see. We'll see where, because I talk fast. Y'all know I can talk fast, right? I can talk fast. Amen. Father, thank you for your word that's anointed. Thank you that we have anointed ears to hear that word, a heart to receive that word today, to bring back change, to bring about change in our lives. Thank you that we're encouraged in your word today. The word tells us in Joshua 3, you have not passed this way before. Passed this way before, unfamiliar territory. Amen. Sanctify yourselves, which means to set apart for a special purpose. For tomorrow, the Lord will do wonders among you. Amen. Say amen. Amen. You ready for the wonders of God? Wonders comes from the word wonderful. So who knows about this time tomorrow, wonderful things are going to be happening. How many is ready to receive that? Go to your mailbox expecting tomorrow. Whether it's the post office or one on the side of the road. And that phone rings and you don't recognize that number. Just believe it's not a telemarketer that is. Just bless them. Amen. Start talking about the word and they'll hang up. So to go where you've not gone before requires faith. And the only thing that stands between you and your promised land is unbelief. Because it's already there. The promised land is not moved, someone said yesterday. The promised land's not moved. It's there. The promises of God are there. They don't move. He's waiting on us to move toward that which he has said. So if we are to move to what is already there, to that which has already been provided for us, to believe that God loves you enough not to leave you where you're at, and to believe that it's more than where you are now, you know, there is more than to what we have now, what we're receiving now. Because God supplies an unending supply. He doesn't stop it up based on what we do or don't do. It's just there. Amen? Glory to God. So to believe that, we don't need to just settle in and get comfortable. And say, well, I'm saved. I found me a little church. And they preach the word. I'm just going to live life. But he's stirring you up to be more of that. Because you're not going to be able to just sit and not do nothing. I decree and declare that that day's over with. Amen. And I called those people in. Pastor, I think, says, or Laverne Wood said a while ago about people isolating themselves. You know, and I called the people that are supposed to be here that are not going anywhere to church, that their day of isolation is over with. God's word is going to run and catch up with them. And they're not going to become isolated any longer. They've got something to bring to this table. Amen. And so they're coming in. So to believe that everything we need to live a nothing missing and nothing broken life is already on the inside of you. It's just waiting to be released. Amen. So God has greater things for us. And we should always be reaching out to grab those things as they become revelation to us. Because we give up way too soon when the road of life gets tough and things become easy. And so instead of relying on God's strength to see us through those times, we want to rely on our strength. And it's all about God. It's all about Jesus. Amen. Because the word tells us in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things. What are the all things? It's which God has called you to do. What has God called you to do? If God's called you to it, he's anointed you to do it. He's anointed you to carry through with it. I can do all things which he has called me to do through him. That's the key. Through him who empowers me to fulfill his purpose. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. See, when he calls you to whatever he's called you to, it's not in your power, it's in his power and his sufficiency. Amen? I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses me with inner strength and confident peace. Excuse me. So if you've been called to it, you've been anointed to walk through it. So let's get in. I want to talk a little bit about our trip yesterday. I have Google Map on my phone. And the lady that does the talking to tell you, you know, this is where you need to turn 2 miles up the road or 300 feet or whatever, I've named her Polly. So Polly, I like Polly. Kenny don't like Polly. And I mentioned one time, how did people ever go anywhere before they came into a relationship with Polly? I don't know how people went anywhere. I don't travel anyway, but thank God for Polly. Well, up until yesterday, and I had a problem with it, but I'll tell you about that later. And so I was like, you know, I was mentioning that to Kitty. I said, how on earth did you all get anywhere without Polly? He said, "Shirley, it's called a map." And I'm like, okay. So, you know, he said, in my 30 years of trucking, I used a map wherever I went because I was old school. And he said, this new generation has made life easy for themselves. All they got to do is push a button. They don't have to put forth no effort to do anything. If they want to go from here to there, they just push a button. And so he said, when I got an order to take a load, they told me where I was going. I got the map out, and I began to look at that to see where I was going to go and where they told me I was going to go, whether it's 500 miles, 200, or 1,000. They said, this is where you're going to go. This is point A, and this is where you're supposed to end up at. And you need to look at the map, figure the road numbers, and figure out how you're going to get there. So I looked at the map and all that. He said, if I followed the map, I never got lost in the whole time I was trucking. Even when they sent me to roads that I did not know anything about, unfamiliar places, if I followed the map, I could get there. Anybody getting that this morning? If we follow the map, whatever the unfamiliar territory is that God has put us on, okay, I'm getting ahead of myself, we will be able to find the place to go and to walk it out. Amen? Psalms 28:32-8 says, I will instruct you. I will teach you. I will, in the way which you shall go, I will guide you with my eye. I will instruct you, which means train, direct, give you information to pile up on, put in order, and to receive facts. He said, I will teach you. I will impart knowledge or insight. I will give lessons in the study of instruct. I will guide you to point out the way. I will advise you. I will lead you. I will show you the way by one who is thoroughly familiar with the course and through his continuous presence or direction along the way. Woo! He is the great navigator. Amen. Psalms 119 says, 105, your word is a lamp unto my path, and a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Message Bible says, by your words, I can see where I'm going. They throw a beam of light on my dark path. So I want to read this, and I thought this was funny, and I happened to think about it, and I finally found it, but I just want to read to you because it's funny. And you ladies will appreciate this. Well, maybe or maybe not. I don't know. I hope it don't cause a fight. A wife was making breakfast of fried eggs for her husband, and suddenly he burst into the kitchen. He said, careful, careful. You need to put some more butter in that. Oh, my goodness, you're cooking too many at one time. Too many. Turn them off. Turn them off now. We need more butter. Where are you going to get more butter? They're never going to stick. They're going to stick. They're never going to come together. Careful. I said be careful. You never listen to me when you're cooking. Never. Turn them up. Turn them down. Hurry up. Are you crazy? You lost your mind? I wouldn't have let him went that far, but okay. Don't forget to salt them. You know you always forget to salt them. Use salt. Use the salt. Finally, the wife stared at him and said, what in the world is wrong with you? You think I don't know how to fry a couple of eggs? The husband calmly replied, I wanted to show you what it feels like when I'm driving. Woo! Now, don't y'all start no fight. So when I read that, I thought, God, you love your people so much because we're like that. And you have patience, God, beyond your understanding. Hallelujah. How many know that when we get that word for God and we find it in here and it becomes rhema to us, and then we begin to think about it and we begin to wonder about it and we begin to play out the scenarios. Okay, you mean me? I think that was with the person sitting next to me. Well, how are you going to do it, God? What are you going to do it, God? How much is it going to cost, God? Who are you sending, God? When's it going to be done? Is it going to be done during the night, during the day? What week, what month, what year? How much patience our God has for us. And he just patiently waits on us to get it together. Amen. So road signs are given to us for our benefit, for our safety, and for our direction. There's always construction going on in Louisville. And they were talking the other night about how many people ignore road signs. When they say detour, they just go right through them. You know? And how many wrecks was because of people not paying attention when they're on the road. So when we choose to ignore the road signs, it will end up in our destruction. Amen? So, but praise God for detours. Amen? He's a God of great detours. He's a God of great second chances, third chances, fourth chances. Amen? And thank God for detours and warning signs. So we went to Madisonville yesterday. I don't travel. If we do, he drives, or I take Hope with me. She's my navigator. She does the poly thing, and I just say, okay, here, there, whatever. So we went to Madisonville yesterday, and I'd been there a couple years, well, actually a couple times, but it's been a long, long time ago. And I was telling the ladies, how on earth did I go to Madisonville way back yonder when I didn't have Polly? I didn't know Polly then. I'm like, how on earth did I get there? I don't remember how I got there. I just went. And I'm thinking, my goodness, and I made it back home in one piece. That was a long time ago. But yesterday I had Polly and I had Pastor Laverne. And Phyllis was in the back just along for the ride. And Laverne said she'd been there before, no problem. So I thought, yes, with Polly and Laverne, we will make it to where we're supposed to go. Now, I was familiar with I-65, but you take me off of it, then no. So I was familiar with that road, that particular road. And sometimes in life, God is saying, okay, it's time to go this way. You've been on this road for a long time, and you're growing up, and you're maturing in the things of the Word and what I've called you to do or whatever, you know. So it's time to, let's go to another route. There's some more things that I want you to do, some more things I want you to see, some more things I want you to experience. So he begins to take us on a different route. And we're talking, and we're like, I ain't doing it. I ain't familiar with this way. If I get off, I will get lost. And sometimes we forget that God's already been there. Because the Bible says he knew us before the foundation of the world. If he knew us before then, he knew the path that we needed to be on in life. All the unfamiliar paths. Amen. So he already had the purpose hit out for us and planned out for us. Amen. So I knew that if I had to get to where we were supposed to go, I would have to get off 65 to go west. You know, it's like, go west, young man. And I was actually a little nervous about it. That's why I was thinking, how did I get there without Polly before? So I knew that I was going to have to, when I was going to have to get to the destination I was supposed to be at, I was going to have to go off into unfamiliar territory. And that is scary sometimes in life because we as people like to be comfortable. And as long as we are in our comfort zone, we are familiar with everything around us. Why? Because we can judge what's going on. We know when things are going to happen when they happen. But when we get in that unfamiliar territory, it's a walk by faith. But he said he gave us enough light for the step that we're on. And all he requires for us is to take that step. Amen? So sometimes we have to step back and evaluate our lives and evaluate our relationship with God. And we have to begin to say, if there's nothing changing in our life and we feel like we're in that slump and we've tried this and tried that, nothing seems to be working, then if you continue on in that path, nothing is going to change. Amen? So if we need sometimes just to step back and evaluate our life and begin to say, the direction that I am going in right now, the direction that I am heading in right now, the life that I'm living right now, the road I'm on now, is it taking me to where I know that God wants me to be? And so many times we are frustrated and we don't know why. And God, one time, surely don't allow your frustration to frustrate you to quit. Because in your frustration, God is saying it's about to burst some things in you. So sometimes frustration is a good thing, because without that in our lives, we may just stay where we're at on the familiar path. But see, familiarity becomes so common to us sometimes that we get used to it and we can't see anything different. And when we get off that beaten path and begin to go on to that unfamiliar territory, we're more cautious. Amen? Because we haven't been there before. And our spiritual antennas and our faith get spiked up because we haven't been there before. So the frustration you may be experiencing is going to be for your good if you don't allow yourself to get so frustrated that you quit. Because the frustration is saying there's more in you than what you're doing right now. There is more in you than you coming Sunday morning sitting on church in the church pew. There is more in you than what you're experiencing now and what you're living now. Sometimes that's why the frustration's there. That was a rabbit, Pastor. So if I'm not going where I know I need to be, then I need to change course. And I need to find out how to do that. And he said, call to me and I'll answer you. I'll instruct you. I'll show you. I will teach you. And he's the world's greatest teacher. Amen. Because we know he's not going to ever lead us wrong. So anyway, let's get back on this little trip. So we was going to Madisonville. So I got on this unfamiliar path with Polly and Laverne and Sister Phyllis. And it was not a sunny day yesterday. It was not a sunny day, cloudy. The further down the road that we got, after we got off the familiar territory, the further down the road we got, the darker the clouds got. The wind began to blow, but we were warm because we had stopped at McDonald's before we got on to the unfamiliar road and got some coffee. And so we were warned that there was a storm ahead. When God took them into the promised land, there was giants there. He told them it was. But he also said there were some good things there. Hallelujah. So we could either say, well, if it's going to storm, we just need to stay on this and go back the way we come, which was north. But we had planned to go to where we were going to go. In order to do that, we had to go into the eye of that storm that they said was coming. And the closer we went, the further we went down the road, the darker it got. The wind began to blow. The rain came. And I didn't hear any thunder or lightning. But all that began to happen while we were on this unfamiliar territory, unfamiliar road, because we had a destination to go to. And sometimes in life, when we get on that unfamiliar road, unfamiliar path that God is leading us to, you're going to encounter some storms. You're going to encounter some giants. And it doesn't mean that you think, well, I missed the mark because I wouldn't be going through all of this if this was God. No, it's the enemy trying to detour you. It's the enemy trying to make you quit. It's the enemy's putting doubts in your mind and fear in your mind. And he's saying, well, maybe you need to turn around. Ha ha ha. Oh, shalatiko soho bani. Bani, 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 bani. Oh, bani, when I said that I seen like a heavenly dove of the Holy Spirit settle upon you. And God says that there's great potential in you. There's a great anointing upon you, and you have not even begun to tap into it yet. So he said, do not lose yourself in the midst of frustration that's happening in your life today. Because he said, don't become so frustrated that you want to throw up your hands and quit. Because it's the path that I am leading you on, is going to take you off of the unfamiliar path. But he says, Bonnie, rest assured, I knew you before your mom and daddy ever got together to conceive you. He said, I knew you, and I formed you, and I made you for this season and for this time. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, shalate. Hallelujah. So the further we got down the road, it began to storm. And so we could have said, well, we definitely need to go back now. We definitely need to go back. Because if we go back, we can outrun it, you know, and get ahead of it. We didn't say that. So if this is the road we should be on to reach, why then where are we supposed to? It should be a bright, sunny day. Everything should all add up. All the cards should be in the right order. And sometimes it don't work that way. Amen? So we should be able to see the road signs clearly. If God has put us on this path, then he should at least make the road signs clear. But it was raining and everything, and we couldn't see anything. And you had to go about as fast as everybody else did, even though you knew you needed to slow down. But if you did, you got run over. So you just kept on keeping on. Amen. So the destination was Madisonville. It had not moved. Madisonville was still there. We could sit right there. Madisonville wasn't going to come to us. We had to go to Madison Hill, to where the promised land was. Amen. To where the promised land was. So sometimes you have to move to get to where God wants you to go. But we sin and say, well, God, if you promised me this, then bring it to my door. So we kept going in spite of the rain, the wind, the storm, and the dark clouds. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And in all of your ways, submit, come under subjection to Him. Submit comes from the word submarine. And what is the purpose of a submarine? In order for it to function, it has to go under the water. Amen. So that's the way it is with our lives. Submit to Him. Come under His authority, His submission, His will, His purpose, His way. He's got you covered when you do that. Amen. And He will, when you do that, He said, I'll make your path straight then. So we knew that we were on the right road in spite of what was going on around us. And at that point, turning around was not an option. So, you know, I got to stop here and tell somebody that God may be putting you on an unfamiliar path, but sometimes life circumstances put you on an unfamiliar path. You may get that bad report, and the doctor says, this is what you're going to have to do. So along with what the doctors are capable of doing, and you believe it in God, you may have to walk a road that you've never walked before. And sometimes it's just God saying, listen, like I said a while ago, this is where we're going right now. Amen. But sometimes we get on paths, unfamiliar paths, because of situations and things in our life. And the same God that was with us when He put us on that road and the situations and circumstances in our life that caused us to be on that road, He's still the same God. Amen. He's God of the good times. He's God of the bad times. He's not the God cause of the bad times, but He's the God of every situation and every circumstance in your life that He wants to throw at us. He's there to help us and protect us. Amen. So Psalms 91 says, He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will remain and secure and rest in the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no enemy can withstand. I will say of the Lord, it doesn't matter what a whole lot of people are saying around about you, but what are you saying to the Lord? What is coming out of your mouth? Amen. It says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, and He is my fortress, my God in whom I trust with great confidence and on whom I rely. So we got on this one road, so we have to get on this other road, which is also familiar. I think it's called the Penny Rile, I'm not sure, to finish getting to our destination. And something bad happened. I'll tell you in a minute. So it quit raining once we got on this road, thank God. It was still dark, but it had quit raining. And so we was just about time, because Polly had already told me what road number it was. And just about the time we got to that road number right before, the two things I relied on failed me. Laverne was talking to Phyllis, and Phyllis was talking back, so she didn't know what was going on. And I kid you not, people, Polly blacked out. I looked at my phone, and my phone was dead. It was completely black, and it was fully charged. Polly blacked out on me, and Laverne was busy talking. So I had one hand on the steering wheel looking at my phone, and it was black. So I began to say out loud, is this the road, because I don't travel, is this the road I'm supposed to turn? I'm not, Kenny said, I'm never going to let her go to work again. He said, you'll take me next time. So I thought, well, I'm going to turn. So I turned, I thought, I don't know if this is the road I'm going to be supposed to be on. But well, that time Laverne heard me, so she decided she'd quit talking. And I thought, well, we're just going to go with it. So she was like, well, Polly was dead, Laverne was talking. And that this time she was just staring because she didn't know where we was at, because she wasn't looking, she was talking. Psalms 27 says, some trust in chariots and some in horses. I'm not calling Laverne and Phyllis a horse now. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. But I'm going to trust in the name of the Lord my God. I'm going to trust in his word to get me where I need to go. Amen. Even if somebody gives me a word, I'm going to test that word. And I'm going to find out if it's a word from God before I do, you know, go run with it. Amen. So we just kept driving. Well, about the end of that ramp to get on to Pennyroyal, I guess, Polly come back to life. My phone just lit up for no reason. And then LaVarne quit talking again. And so we just kept driving, and Phyllis said, there's a turnaround. Maybe we should turn around. Good, well-meaning folks will cause you to turn around when you're not supposed to. I love you, Miss Phyllis. You know, you can't listen to everybody around you that says, well, if you're having this such a hard time, and if this is really going on, maybe you didn't hear from God. Maybe you need to just stop and go back to where you were. Praise God, you cannot listen to some good, well-meaning people. And the enemy will make sure that you've got them in your life to deter you to where you're supposed to be going. And then, hallelujah, we seen a sign. And LaVarne said, we're on the right road. I know where we're at. I recognize that. And praise God for the people that God puts in. Praise God for the people he don't put in our lives. And praise God for the people he does put in our life that will encourage us and say, you're on the right road. Yes. Amen. That sign is there. You're going where you're supposed to be going. No matter how much it stormed, rained, or wind blowed, you are right in the will of God, and you're going where God's taking you to. Don't you quit. Don't you turn around. Hallelujah. He'll place those people in your life also. So when you are in unfamiliar territory, just rest and keep going. Amen. So it may start raining, the wind may start blowing, the clouds may get dark, but you just keep on keeping on. When the disciples got in the boat to go to the other side, Jesus told them to go to the other side. He said, come on, get in here, we're going to the other side. You think he would know there's going to come up a storm. But they just kept on, kept on, kept on. So he will give you a sign here and there. God will give you a sign here and there to let you know that you're on the right path. And so LaVarne started talking. Polly woke up. All things was well in my world. Because after all, I was the driver. Amen. So at the end of this ramp, after Polly woke up, she said, turn here. I turned where Polly told me to turn. So we started going down a couple little side streets, and I'm like, I told her, Polly must be taking us the back way. So we went down this other little street, and I kid you not again, people, I looked and there was a cattle fence, one of those big cattle fences, and beyond that cattle fence was a field. There wasn't no sign and no church nowhere. I thought, well, you know, this is not good. So we just backed up and turned around. Thank God for detours. If you end up in a place on your unfamiliar road and God says, you went off the path just a little bit. That's not where I've called you to at this moment. Just turn around. You don't have to go completely back and start over. We didn't have to go back to all the way 65 and start all over again to get where we were at. We just needed to turn around and figure out where we was going. And remember what I told you in Psalms. He said, I'll teach you. I will guide you. I will show you where you need to be. So we were just not very far from the church. Polly gave me a wrong direction. Can you believe that? Polly told me to go that way, and I did, and we ended up in a totally place that we weren't supposed to be. Not only once, but we did again when we left the church for lunch because I couldn't get back to the church without Polly. I couldn't trust LaVarne because she talks. Polly took us back to the cattle fence. So I'm like, Polly must be taking us the back way. And she did. She really did. So we could, at that point, when we came up to that fence, we could have easily said, you know, this, let's just forget all of this. Let's just go back home. It's quit raining. Let's just forget it. Go back home. And that's what the enemy wants us to do. The pressure is more applied to your life when you're just about ready for the breakthrough. When you're just about ready for that promise and manifestation. The enemy applies the heat to your life. And he'll say, you know, you just need to quit. You just need to go back home. You just need to, you know, this, that, or the other. So, no, we just backed up a little, turned around, got to where we was going, and 9:30, maybe a couple minutes after 9:30. We still got there on time. Right on time. Psalms 119:89 says, "Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven." Heaven is not running around trying to figure out the will of God for your life. Amen. Or what direction you need to go. Because he said his word even for you. Every person here, his personal word to you is already settled in heaven. You don't have to fast it down, pray it down. It's there. How do you find your purpose and will for God? Start one day at a time and just do what he tells you to do. And he'll lead you into the next thing, into the next thing, into the next thing. It's not a hard thing to find out the will of God. Just begin to do what you know to do, where you're at, wherever you're at. Amen. And you just run into the will of God because you are in the process of doing the will of God. Now that he has given his word, he will keep it and see it come to pass. The issue is settled in heaven concerning you. Now you should settle it. God's word is true. He meant what he said, and what he said he meant. And one of the reasons that sometimes that we don't follow through with believing God or give and quit and give up is because to trust God, we have to learn to trust God. And in trusting God, you have to know about the faithfulness of God. Because it's in his faithfulness that's where we learn to trust him. Psalms 89:90 says, "Lord God of hosts, who is like you? You, Almighty Lord, your faithfulness surrounds us and is an unchangeable part of who you are." And you know, we've all had broken promises in our life. We've all done things that thought it was God and ended up not being. You know, we've all had people to do things to us, the family or whatever, government or whatever. But if we are not careful, we will allow those things to color view or color blind us in our thinking and easily spill over into our view of God. But when God makes a promise, he don't break it. We can't do anything to break the promise of God. It just won't be manifested in our life. Why? Because it's already a settled word for us. It's already a done thing with him. He said, Numbers 23:19, he said, "God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not make good and fulfill it?" When God says, "I'm faithful," he says, "I'm totally trustworthy." Faithfulness says, "I will keep my word, I will not fail you, and I won't quit on you." No matter how many times you quit during the week, God says, "I'm not quitting on you. I'm here with you. You can't do nothing to make me mad at you. You can't do nothing to cause me to quit on you. You can't do nothing to cause me to stop loving you. I'm here for you to the very end. To the very, very end." That's all I'm supposed to say today. We'll say the rest of it for later. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You enjoy the word today? Amen and amen. Glory to God. Pastor, do you want to say anything? Okay. Hallelujah. Let's stand to our feet. God has been good to us today. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. And as we go forth to this place today, we say that we may not feel like we're ready to go to that unfamiliar path, but you said that you would be with us. You said that you would guide us, you would teach us, you would instruct us. Thank you for the signs and road signs along the way that says, yeah, you're on the right way. Just keep going. Thank you for those things today, God. Lord, I thank you for this gathering of people today. I speak your blessings upon them. I decree and declare that the favor of God surrounds you as a shield, that you are blessed to be a blessing, and everything your hands touch will prosper. Be expecting wonderful things tomorrow about this time. It could happen. Amen and amen.